4.13, cutting down on typing with autocorrect. If you struggle with the keyboard, then it's worthwhile getting to know about autocorrect, as it saves time and finger effort. This useful feature allows you to create shorthand contractions to stand for words and phrases you use regularly. For instance, the letters TG could stand for "Thank you for getting in touch with us." You could also have a shorthand way of writing your name. To get into autocorrect, when you're in a Microsoft Word document, press Alt-T, then A, and Thunder will say Autocorrect Replace. Type your contraction, then press Alt-W, Replace With. Type what the contraction should stand for. Press Alt-A, Enter, to add it to your list of contractions. You'll then be back in your document. Suppose you want a quick way of writing, "Many thanks for your recent letter." This is what you could do. Alt-T-A, M-T, Alt-W, "Many thanks for your recent letter," full stop. Alt-A, Enter. When you next want to write that phrase, just type MT and press the space bar, and it will appear in your document. Here's another phrase to try. Alt T A E N Alt W I enjoyed meeting you recently. Alt A, Enter. And here's another one to try. Alt-T-A-T-C, Alt-W, further to our recent telephone conversation, comma, Alt-A, Enter. You can have as many autocorrects as you like, but avoid such pitfalls as re, R-E. Don't use whole words such as to, T-O, and be prepared to be caught out sometimes. If you can't remember your autocorrects, press Alt-T, then A, and arrow down about 11 times and you'll hear the first shorthand contraction. Press Tab to hear what it stands for. Continue arrowing down the list. If you want to change an autocorrect, press Alt-T, then A, arrow down to the one to change, press Tab until you hear Delete, and press Enter. That contraction will no longer work unless you set it up again. Autocorrects don't work in email.